Now, GAA Go getting underway for this year, of course, with I think 38 live games is what they're looking at from the point of view of broadcasting those matches. Nursing Homes Ireland have announced they're continuing their partnership with GAA Go to broadcast games, providing access to over 30,000 residents and staff in HICWA registered private and voluntary nursing homes across the country. Ty Daly is with me on the line to talk with this in more detail. Ty, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us in the programme. Now, this is something that had been a particular point of contention when it came to GAA Go and the switch over and the availability of games only on GAA Go. What is the current situation and what will be continuing for nursing home residents?
Yeah, look, thanks for the opportunity, Jerry, and good to speak with you again. GAA is a big element of life in Kerry, as I only too well know as a Corkman. But yeah, we're delighted to be partnering with GAA Go because I suppose we were concerned last year when all of the games weren't available on terrestrial television. So we engaged constructively with GAA Go and they made it available last year to nursing homes. Now, what they did last year was they made it available to competing counties only. So if your county was competing, then you got access for that particular game. So in discussions at the end of last year, and because it was so well received, in fairness to GAA Go, they've come back now this year, and what they're doing is they're making a season pass available to all nursing homes. So that's fantastic news for residents and staff who will be able to enjoy the games in the comfort of what is their own home.
It's all gets underway this weekend, of course, with the start of the championships.
That's right, yeah. It's probably a bit of a slow start, and I'm sure the people in Galway and London mightn't like me saying that, but I think this weekend, yeah, it's one game. The weekend after, it's one game again, and then I think it really kicks off the weekend after that. So, look, GAA is a huge part of community life, as you know. Nursing homes are embedded in the communities. So it's a fantastic partnership because I know from talking to owners, staff and indeed residents themselves that they do value the connectedness of the community, and we all know that when the local GAA team is playing, it's a huge topic of conversation in the nursing home. People would have grandchildren playing or children playing, and likewise when the county team is playing, it's an opportunity to put up the colours, get a bit of excitement going and gather around and celebrate. So
yeah,
it is it does add to the excitement within a community, obviously, and as I said, nursing homes are part of the community, so it's a fantastic initiative, and in fairness to GAA Go, they've been very kind to provide it free of charge effectively to all nursing homes. So
yeah, and it removes the problem or the issue for older people in those nursing homes of having to have a tablet or a phone or a device themselves to be signed up and to be able to organise to watch it from that point of view.
That's right, yeah, and we'd be encouraging nursing homes though. We're sending out the packs tomorrow, so people will be ready to go with their unique code. So, it's an opportunity as well for family to come and visit. So it does create, as I say, a great sense of excitement in the home on the Sunday or the Saturday evening. And we'd be encouraging, families to come and visit and celebrate with their family members in the nursing home. So All very, very good news. And we look forward to an interesting championship. As I say, the GAA is a huge part of Irish life. And it's great to be having nursing home residents a part of it centrally through this partnership.
Yeah, okay, Tyke. Well, listen, look, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that.